Hello, it's Shane here from Kilcool Vets, and you're very welcome to episode 3 of our Pause for a Minute podcast. We're going to slightly change things up this week. So instead of taking various questions from our listeners, we're going to just focus on one topic, which is again is a common question that comes in to us, and we're going to just go into a little bit more detail about it. So today, I'd like to just talk about the topic of getting a pet. So if you're thinking of getting a pet, that's fantastic. And as pet owners, you know, having a pet certainly does bring joy and is a positive thing in life. And if you can do it and you're prepared for it, you know, it's certainly something we would recommend and would say go for it. But prior to that, there's just a few points that are useful to consider before you actually go and take that leap and bring a pet home. So the first point really will be, you know, to consider will be, do you really want a pet? And are you ready for all the responsibility and everything that comes with it? You know, I suppose it's important that it's not just the romantic idea of having a pet or an impulsive decision to go out and get a pet. It's really important that you have done your research on what pet might suit you and your family best, for example. It might be what species you go and get and what breed, for example, because they all have different care needs and requirements and so on. So there's, you know, big differences between keeping dogs, cats and rabbits. And they each, all those different species, have their own individual care needs. And even within that, different breeds within those species have particular needs also that we, you know, we must address. And if we take on a pet, it is our responsibility to look after them as well as we can. So that'd be the first point. Make sure that you are ready. And I would hope that it wouldn't be an impulse decision and that people are prepared for what comes with them. Which brings us on to obviously the next point is the commitment that comes with pet ownership. Pets are, as you'd appreciate, a big commitment. They're also a long-term commitment and responsibility. So, you know, your average lifespan for a dog is and will be 10 to 15 years, cats even longer, so 16, 17 years plus. We're seeing cats easily in the clinic into their 20s. So when you think about that, it is quite a long-term commitment for that. Dogs especially, but also cats, you know, they require a lot of your time and attention. It's not just a case of having them and they'll occupy themselves. They do require our attention and, of course, deserve our attention and affection. And that's what they sort of live for us. So it is important that when we have them, that we look after them and they are part of our family. And we certainly in Kilcool Vets see pets as part of the family. We are all pet owners ourselves and that's the way our pets are. There's absolutely no point having a dog and just having it out in the back garden or be it a rabbit or whatever. If, you know, there's no point getting a pet, I suppose, really, if that's all that they're going to do. That is not fair. We're not meeting their welfare needs and everything else as well. So it's just also to consider the commitment. And perhaps it might be best if you haven't got the time and to devote to the pet and give them the attention they need and everything. There may be other pets that might suit better that require less input really from you. So even things like reptiles sometimes and fish, now they obviously do have some care requirements, but they require less of our time and commitment once everything is set up well. Next point then will be your lifestyle and how much time you have. So, you know, this is a big factor in the choice of the pet that you get and the breed of dog that might suit you best. So different breeds of dogs, as you can appreciate, have different exercise and care needs. And it's important that you do your research before that. Even come and talk to ourselves or your local vets as well, who will know different breeds in depth, maybe particular issues a certain breed might have, but also the kind of extra care requirements outside the general sort of dog or cat care as well. And we can advise you best on that. So you can make an informed decision before you actually, you know, as I say, take that leap and go and bring a pet home to join your family. You know, again, if you're not the sort of person who's quite active or if you're elderly or something like that, then a very, very boisterous, energetic breed of dog, probably larger breed of dog, it may not suit you whatsoever, you know. So it is important that we try and get a good fit for the people and the pets as well. And that way, you know, people can live in, I suppose, in harmony, and also we can prevent maybe a lot of pets ending up in shelters and stuff again, because often we hear all too often that people have gone out and gotten a puppy or a kitten or whatever, but they didn't realise the amount of time, commitment and energy that's required in that. So yeah, do please do your research and talk to us, and we can help you and steer you in the right direction. Next point then would be, you know, pets come at a cost. Can you afford a pet? You know, is there sort of room in the monthly budget in the house or in your personal budget to care adequately for that pet? They do come at costs, and pets are a luxury, so we should be prepared to spend money on them, on their needs. You know, the basic things like food, their toys, the accessories that they may need, could be grooming, their parasite control, so flea, worm, tick treatments. There might be things then like, you know, vet care, obviously, so vaccinations for certain species, dogs, cats and rabbits. Might be boarding fees, grooming costs and things as well. So all these things need to be considered as well. And I know it's kind of boring, and I don't want to kill the fun or be a complete killjoy about pet ownership, but I think it is sensible and only right that we do consider all these points prior to getting a pet. Other things might be, and again, sometimes it's a surprise to people when they get a pet and suddenly they find that maybe someone in the household, or indeed themselves, because they're now living in close proximity full time with an animal, with a pet, that they have allergies to them. So as much as possible, try and find this out beforehand, because it's a very, very sad situation if a pet has to be rehomed due to allergies. And yeah, it'd be nicer to find out. So perhaps spending a little bit more time, maybe in friends or family that have a pet, maybe even see if you can foster, or maybe arrange a minding of a friend or family's pet while they go on holidays or something like that. It kind of gives you a good understanding before you you know, go out and get a pet yourself, of what's involved. And also, if you think actually you like this and could see this as a long term thing for yourself and your family. Another point then would be training and games. So pets, again, as I said earlier, we have them, so we can't just, they don't just occupy themselves. They're not objects. They're not items of furniture or statues. So we have to engage with them. And dogs especially require a good bit of our human input, our interaction. So via training and games, and, you know, play is really, really important as part of their daily lives as well. Cats as well, perhaps to a lesser extent, but certainly cats, very, very playful. They demand our attention as well. And we should give it to them in that sense, and interact with them. We get much more joy and everything out of them. We build much better relationships with our pets by interacting with them in that sense. It might be a case for dogs, possibly more so, but you may need to attend maybe dog training classes, puppy training classes, for example, or hire a trainer to do one-to-one sessions and learn some of the skills yourself. So you can train your dog so that they're, you know, they're the type of pet you're happy to have in your house, that you can prevent certain issues happening, you know, destructive chewing or other maybe behavioral issues as well that can become a point of conflict for people. And just by addressing those, and also recognizing that they are animals, you know, they don't come pre-programmed to know what sit is, or that the couch isn't for chewing. You know, as far as they're concerned, it's nice, you know, if we'll give it a chew, they don't really care. Or your best shoes, of course, they will go for the best stuff. They don't really see why they shouldn't. So we need to make sure that they're provided with their own toys, and that we get them trained on to chewing those, for example. Cats, similarly, again, if you don't provide them with various options for scratching and things like that, they may decide that, again, the couch or the leather chair or whatever else is a fair game, you know. But again, get in touch with ourselves, and we can help you with all that sort of advice. And then kind of a final point really would be, you know, pets are going to require veterinary care. Dogs, cats and rabbits and ferrets, those species do require annual vaccinations. Part of that, they're going to get their full veterinary health check as well. Other pets then will and should be seen regularly by a vet as well, just as part of their preventative care as well, identifying any issues early as well that you can treat them. And of course, if a pet is sick or injured or whatever, you are going to need to attend the vet. So you need to firstly register with your local vet, perhaps depending on the type of pet you have. If it's a small species, which is what we deal with, you may want to register with someone like ourselves who specialise in small animals. and have experience with all the different species, who can help you best when needed. But to be registered in advance and have a relationship with your vet, it's very important that you know your vet, you trust them, and that you're happy to attend there with your furry family member, so to speak. So we're going to leave it there for today. But any questions or to delve further into that, do get in touch, and we can help you out with all your queries and questions. Okay, talk to you next week. Thank you very much. Bye bye.